Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our good and gracious Lord and King and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Rejoice and weep. Quite the contrast as we hear in the gospel reading for tonight. Those of you who are basketball fans, were you rejoicing or weeping? Well, it depends on which day we're talking about, right? Or maybe it depends on which basketball team that you were rooting for. Rejoicing and weeping. I wanted to share that because that's what the gospel reading is talking about today, is rejoicing and weeping. Much more important than a basketball game. Basketball games are pretty important around here, but as we talk about Palm Sunday and our Lord and Savior Jesus, it is an eternal kind of a consequence that we are talking about. Doesn't it seem strange that as Jesus comes in to Palm Sunday, that we have people rejoicing? Now, maybe not so strange, because Pastor read for us from Zechariah chapter 9, this is what said would happen. And Jesus sets it up so that the people get it, so they don't miss it at all. Rejoice, your king comes to you, humble and riding on a donkey. But then it also says that Jesus, when he saw Jerusalem, when he saw the city, he wept over it. And he said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. What a contrast. So do we rejoice on Palm Sunday, or do we weep on Palm Sunday? You know the second scripture reading? Yeah, both. I heard you say it. Good. The scripture, yeah, when I ask a question, you answer it, right? Very good. As we have here in the scripture reading, we have both rejoicing and weeping. In the epistle reading for today, from Philippians chapter 2, it says, have the same mind as Christ Jesus. Have the same attitude as Christ Jesus. So what was Jesus doing on Palm Sunday? He was weeping. So I ask you, as we live in this world, are there times when the world is rejoicing and we should be weeping? Yes, I think there are. Let's listen as God's word speaks to us about some of these things here today. Jesus had been teaching his disciples. He had been teaching them many parables. We've been listening to these parables as we've been going along. We have heard that lost and found parable of the father who looked for his lost sons, and boy, did he rejoice when those lost sons had come. Last weekend, we heard that parable of the vineyard, those that were dishonest and who were not good tenants, and how the owner killed those tenants and gave the vineyard over to someone else. Jesus had been teaching the people and had been teaching them many different things to help them to understand what the kingdom of heaven was all about. Now, Jesus stages something rather than with his words. He stages it with his whole actions that he does. He talks about what he would have us to know and would teach us about this Palm Sunday. He sent two of his disciples ahead, saying, go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, tell him the Lord needs it. Almost like staging a stage production, Jesus knows that the fulfillment of Zechariah 9, verse 9, would help the people to understand the kind of a king that he would be. The king would come riding on a donkey, just as had been promised to them there. And sure enough, it worked. What a miracle as those disciples go and get that donkey, as the owners let it go, as Jesus sits on it and rides in. They get it because they place their garments on the donkey. And he rides in, Jesus rides into Jerusalem as King Solomon had ridden in on David's donkey as the promised king. That's why the people would sing, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David." Here's the promised one. Here's the Messiah, the one that had been promised from long ago. Here's the fulfillment of Zechariah, the one who the Messiah would be coming in. They were rejoicing in knowing that. The Pharisees knew it as well. The Pharisees knew it because the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Tell your disciples to be quiet. You're no Messiah. Tell them to be quiet." And Jesus says, "Oh, but I am. Even the rocks would cry out if the people were silent." Jesus was staging this to help them to know and to understand that he truly was the fulfillment of the promise, that he was the Messiah. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." The people are rejoicing at what they see, but they have the wrong idea. They have the wrong kind of a king that they want. Hosanna means save us. What the people were hoping is that Jesus would come and save them from the Romans, that he would save them from the curse that they were living under, that he would bring a kingdom here in this world. And so what a contrast. The people are rejoicing, and Jesus, as he looks over Jerusalem, he weeps. He weeps because he knows that they don't get it. He knows that they don't understand the kind of a king that he is and the kind of a kingdom that he wanted to be bringing in. Jesus came as the king who would be the humble king. Jesus had told his disciples numerous times that he would go to Jerusalem, and when he was in Jerusalem, he would suffer and die and rise again. And that's why he was there. But they didn't get it. Jesus had told his disciples, and we heard this a couple of Sundays back as well, of where the Pharisees had come, and they had said to Jesus, "Herod wants to kill you." And remember, Jesus says, "Tell that fox, I'll drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and the third day I'll reach my goal." And then he laments, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. How often I would have longed to gather you, your children together as a hen gathers her chicks, but you were not willing." The people are rejoicing because they think they've got an earthly king, and Jesus comes to be the King of Kings and the spiritual king. Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. Jesus weeps because they did not understand and did not get it. Jesus came so that we might have salvation and salvation in him. How interesting it is that as Jesus looks over Jerusalem, it's not his what's going to happen to him that he weeps about. This is Palm Sunday. In 5 days, he knows he's going to suffer the worst kind of death that there was at that time. He knew that he would have the sins of the whole world placed upon himself. But he didn't weep for himself. He wept for the people. He longed for the people and for the people to know the true Messiah. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke will write that to us just earlier in a few verses before this in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, that Jesus, his purpose for coming was to seek those who were lost. The parables that he told and all the things that he did, he wanted those who did not know him to know him and to be a part of his kingdom. The real concern of Jesus were for those not yet in his kingdom. Even as Jesus is carrying his cross, Luke will record this in verses that are coming up in after our reading for tonight, where the women are weeping for him, and Jesus turns to them as he's carrying the cross and says, "Don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Jesus has a real desire to seek and to save that which was lost. What's our desire? What's our desire on Palm Sunday or any other kind of a Sunday? Sure, we rejoice. We rejoice in the gifts that God gives to us. We rejoice in the faith that he gives to us. We rejoice in our brothers and sisters that are with us here in our congregation. We rejoice in that, but do we also, with the eyes and mind of Jesus, also weep for those who are not here? Jesus had the attitude of seeking and saving those who were lost. I know my confirmation was on Palm Sunday. Maybe some of yours were as well. And I think about that on Palm Sunday, and I think about the great rejoicing and the promises that were made at confirmation time. Remain faithful unto death. Continue in word and sacrament ministry. And yet, how our Lord must weep as so many don't continue on with that. As we look at the empty pews that are here, as maybe we look and see the different ones who are not here, the attitude of Christ Jesus would be rejoice with brothers and sisters, but really weep and mourn for those who are not. What an opportunity we have on Holy Week and during this time of inviting brothers and sisters that have not been here to come back once again and to hear that message of Jesus Christ, to know Jesus Christ as the true Lord and Savior that He is. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because they were looking for an earthly kingdom rather than a heavenly kingdom. Jesus tells us there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 that need no repenting. So on this Palm Sunday, on this Palm Sunday weekend, we rejoice. We rejoice as Jesus brings sinners back into the kingdom. We also weep. We weep for those that have not come back into the kingdom or have separated themselves from the kingdom. And we pray and hope that they might come and return as well. What attitude do we have on this Palm Sunday? Yes, we rejoice and we weep with the mind of Jesus Christ, seeking and saving that which was lost. We ask that He keep us faithful to strengthen the saved, but also to seek out the lost. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, amen. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds rejoicing and weeping in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.